Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Ketholeno. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will today flag off India's first Vande Bharat sleeper train between Howrah and Guwahati, Kamakhya, at Malda Town Railway Station. He will also virtually flag off Guwahati-Howrah Vande Bharat sleeper. We have a report.
The fully air-conditioned Vande Bharat sleeper train is set to offer passengers an airline travel experience at economical fares. It will make long-distance journey faster, safer and more convenient. The Vande Bharat sleeper train comprises 60 modern coaches with a total capacity of 820 train passengers. Prime Minister Modi will also lay the foundation stones of four major railway projects in West Bengal. Mr. Modi will further virtually flag off four new Amrit Bharat Express train in Malda. Later in the evening, Prime Minister will participate in Bagurumba Dua 2026, a historic cultural event celebrating the rich heritage of the Bodo community in Guwahati, Assam. Asonyu, Akashvani News, Kohima.
The government has blocked 242 illegal betting and gambling website links. Sources said that so far, over 7,800 illegal betting and gambling websites have been taken down, with a significant increase in enforcement actions after the passage of the Online Gaming Act. Sources added that this action reflects the government's commitment to protect users, especially youth, and to curb financial and social harm caused by illegal online betting and gambling platforms. Nagaland was recognized as a leader in developing a strong startup ecosystem in the state. The award was presented during the National Startup Day celebration in New Delhi yesterday. Advisor Industries and Commerce Hekani Jakhalu, in the state's startup ecosystem ranking, extended her congratulations, noting that the improvement in Nagaland's startup ranking, which was stuck at Aspire for a long time. From the Northeast, Manipur and Meghalaya were also placed in the leader category, while Arunachal Pradesh was among the best performers. A one-day regional workshop on RUSA PM Usha for the northeastern states of Nagaland, Arunachal Pradesh, Manipur and Mizoram was held yesterday in Kohima, hosted by the Department of Higher Education, Nagaland. Officials from the Ministry of Education, led by Joint Secretary ICC and RUSA Armstrong Pame, attended the program. State Minister for Higher Education and Tourism Temjin Imna Along said the workshop reflected a collective commitment towards quality, accessibility and institutional growth under the PM Usha framework. Ministry officials also conducted on-site inspections of PM Usha projects in Nagaland, including Dimapur Government College and Sheryl Tribe Girls Hostel at Kohima Science College and the Professional College of Music and Fine Arts JSEMA to assess physical and financial progress. The Newland District Planning and Development Board, DPDB, has declared 2026 as the year of plantation. The decision was announced yesterday by Deputy Commissioner and Vice Chairman of DPDB Newland, Sarah S. Jamir, while chairing the DPDB meeting at the DC Conference Hall, Newland. Emphasizing coordinated efforts, the DC urged concerned department officers to prepare comprehensive plans to ensure the success of the plantation drive across the district. The DC further advised the Fisheries Department to submit a proposal for establishing a fish farm in the district and suggested organizing a fish festival to promote fisheries development and create livelihood opportunities. Advisor for CAWD and Texas Kadecho Kamo cautioned that erosion of culture and tradition driven by greed and self-interest has weakened social unity and identity. Addressing the Golden Jubilee celebration of the Yorubami Youth Association at Yoruba Village yesterday, Mr. Kamo emphasized on the role of youth in shaping the future of villages and society, while stressing the need for cultural revival. The advisor said, "Harmony in society can only be sustained when people remain rooted in their values and faith." And the Northeast Integration Rally, organized by the Knowledge Research Center Foundation, reached Dimapur yesterday. The rally aimed to promote unity, collaboration, and inclusive development across the northeastern states. In a program held at Northeast Zone Cultural Center Dimapur, Managing Trustee of the KRC Foundation, Biswadeep Gupta, highlighted the importance of collective thinking and unity, describing the initiative as a step towards fostering the vision of One Northeast. The Northeast Integration Rally commenced from Kolkata on January 4 and has since covered Malda, Gangtok, Cooch Behar, Bongaigaon, Manas and Pobitora National Parks, Guwahati, Tezpur, Pasighat, Jorhat and Dimapur. It will further travel to Kohima, Jakhama, Senapati, Imphal, Moirang, Silchar, Aizawl, Agartala, Unnakoti, Halfong and Shillong before concluding at NEZCC Shilpagram in Guwahati. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.